The House Rules Committee in order on May 3rd, 2005, at 1:07 p.m. For the record, present are Representative Cartula, McGuire, Cockett-Lookberg, Harris, Berkowitz, and Corning. We have a quantity business on today's calendar. We have Senate Bill 140, ban internet spyware. Senator Trillo, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I introduced the Senate Bill 140 to try and get at the issue of spyware on the computer systems of Alaskans' businesses and their homes. We all know that with the increasing use of the internet, people downloading programs, quite often people get what is called spyware downloaded onto their computer. It can be problematic. It monitors the different types of websites that you go to. It then can be used to block legitimate sites that you want to go to with a competing site. Say you want to go to the Nike site to look up something about your favorite running shoe. Through the use of spyware, they can sense that, monitor that, and instead of you going to the site that you want to go to, and the entire screen is covered up with a pop-up ad that takes you to the Reebok site. So we're trying to get to that kind of deceptive act, deceptive practices. That's what the bill is intended to do. I certainly do not profess to be an expert in all that is has to do with the internet, so my staff and I have dealt with a gentleman named Ben Eidelman, who has helped us. He holds a bachelor's of arts degree in economics from Harvard College, a master's degree in statistics from the Graduate School of Arts and Sciences at Harvard, and he has been involved in litigation with regard to spyware on a national level.
Yep.
In addition, we have dealt with our own data processing folks who have supported passage of the bill. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm here to answer questions if you have any.
We do, Representative Terrio. Now, Senator Terrio, would we like, we have an amendment that's been offered. Would you like us to take that up at this time?
Mr. Chairman, is that Y.4?
Yes.
Yes, it.
Pleasure of the committee, if the committee would mark Y.4 lockup as amendment number one. Representative Coghill.
Chairman, I would move that we take up at this point the lockup amendment dated 5205 as a Y.4 amendment.
Okay, I'll object for purpose of discussion of Senator Turrell or Mr. Stancliffe. Would you like to?
Mr. Chairman, the amendment contains language of a couple of bills that have just gotten caught up in a backlog. I think it's due to the looking at the co-sponsors on the bills. There's fairly broad support in the Senate side. It appeared that my Senate Bill 140 could be used as a vehicle to get that legislation through the system. It deals with the use of the internet for enticement of minors with regards to basically sexual predators and things of that nature. So I'm just trying to get that language onto the statutes this year before we run out of time.
Very good. And Senator, you're indicating the sponsors are in agreement with doing this?
I have told the sponsor over on the Senate side that I intended to do this. I think he understands that it's a way of getting, again, the statutes that he's desirous of seeing placed on the books done this year.
So you're going to ensure the Rules Chairman we're not going to have a debate about pulling a bill out of committee on the floor?
Not from the minority, you won't.
Well, that's good to hear. That's all I wanted to hear. Further questions of the Senator? Representative Corning.
Senator Terrio, can you, just out of curiosity for my own personal benefit, as I'm sitting there using my computer, not that I go on any inappropriate websites, I'm very careful with that. I have no interest in doing anything that's not legislative related, but how can you tell if somebody has downloaded that software in your system and therefore monitoring? Is there a way to determine that?
There are software applications that, in fact, our own data processing people use to sweep your computer system looking for identifiable spyware and removing it. It's very much like viruses. They have to keep up on updating it, but there are applications where they can sweep through your system looking for that spyware, stuff that's called malware, things of that nature, and removing them. Some of them can be difficult, though.
Do you know if our, as a follow-up question, do you know if our data processing department has that capability of checking our systems?
Yes, they do.
Just kind of curious as to who's monitoring me.
Yes, they do, and if you ask them to, they can come over and sweep through your system.
I might do that. Thank you very much.
Any further questions, Senator? Representative Berkowitz?
It's sort of a, I don't know whether you know the answer, but maybe you came across it in your research. It seems to me the spyware poses the same risks as a trespass does in a criminal context. And I just grabbed the criminal statutes. And criminal mischief is defined as you commit the crime if you tamper with the property of another. And it seems to me there could be some criminal avenues available here as well. Yeah. I just wondered if you came across that in any of your research.
Unfortunately, Representative Berkowitz, part of the problem is sometimes you'll be on the web, you want to go somewhere, pop up ad, it says, just click here for a download. They may or may not have a disclosure statement, but the spyware companies make them intentionally very long, and they'll bury in the text something, some kind of permission that you, when you click to accept it, which most people have become conditioned to do, they'll accept it not knowing that they have agreed to place something on their computer, not remove it without specific permission of the company that put it there. I mean, some of the companies go to that elaborate step. Others just find a way in getting on your machine without even asking for you to accept anything. So the Internet has certainly brought forth a lot of benefits, but it's a tool for a lot of shenanigans, too. And this is just one where we think we can identify it and at least allow Alaskans some steps that they can exercise to try and stop this practice.
Because if I could just follow up, and I know it's a little tangential, but sorry, I'm kind of intrigued by this. Criminal mischief in the fourth degree includes a prohibition against knowingly accessing a computer, computer system, computer program, computer network, or part of a computer system or network. And it seems that if we have a rash of these problems, some kind of, if we could track down who was launching the spyware, there might be some kind of criminal case that could be made.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I'm sure this is not the last time that the legislature will try and grapple with this, because it's like a medical virus. It will mutate. And we will probably always be trying to play catch-up. But if we don't take the first step, then the citizens will not have any tools available to them.
And Senator, are there any constitutional issues about constraint? We have a memorandum, I believe, on the Commerce Clause.
There has been some concern expressed, but we did get from our legal department a legal memo with regards to Commerce Clause. And let me see what I've done with it.
April 27th. Does everybody have a copy of that?
Yeah, I think that the very first paragraph there says, you have asked whether Senate Bill 140, which relates to spyware and unsolicited Internet advertising, violates the Federal Commerce Clause. It's my opinion that the challenge would not be successful based on the General Commerce Clause analysis. Regulation of spyware is a legitimate local concern and does not burden out-of-state businesses any more than the local businesses, so it appears not to erect a barrier to interstate trade, which is the focus of the Federal Commerce Clause.
Okay. And for the questions, Representative Coghill.
Going along the line of the minority leader, in going through this process, because we do have some statutes in the book, has there ever been a successful criminal prosecution or even charges brought to some place of bargaining on spyware or misuse of a computer based on somebody accessing it this way?
Through the chair, Representative Coghill.
Mr. Stancliffe, can you identify yourself, please?
Pardon?
Could you identify?
My name is Stancliffe. I'm staff to Senator Theriault. We have not located and received any verbal confirmation that has happened, either through the AG's office or our legal advisors. And what this bill does is it builds a threshold of a specific nature for both civil remedy without having to show a higher burden of damage to the courts under the fair trade laws. Also allows the Attorney General on a broader scale to address this issue on behalf of the state. But there's been nothing done up till now that I'm aware of.
That's a good distinction. Thank you.
Representative McGuire, looking at the amendment and the felony level sanctions, did your committee take up any of this issue at all? Are you familiar with this?
In the amendment, no, Mr. Chairman, but I had been in contact with the sponsor of the bill and his intent to put it in, and I know it's been vetted out thoroughly in the other body's Judiciary Committee, and I think the penalties are appropriate.
And, Mr. Majority Leader, didn't you have a bill that was on the Senate floor today about is something about
exposure?
Kind of the same theme.
But in person, this is via the internet.
But how did the felony, I mean, what was the sanctions in that? I mean, is there any relationship here?
It was to minors, and on the second offense, it was ratcheted up to a felony from a misdemeanor.
Well, is this online? This is just enticement, though. That's a different, it's not just exposure, it's there's a distribution in the Section 2 of the amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative McGuire.
Yeah, with all due respect, I don't think you want to go any lower than a Class C felony. I mean, I think you want to make it clear that this crime should be felony. And that's the lowest level that you can go. And so, with all due respect, we all know how the plea bargaining goes and some other things, so I think it's important that we send a really strong message in this area. The damage that's done can really be lifelong.
Representative Berkowitz?
Yeah. Actually, we don't plea bargain here, just for so the record's clear. It's like a thing. We charge bargain, I think.
Pardon me, we charge bargain.
Although there is plea bargaining, but they call something else. And I think what the statute or the amendment makes reference to.
Buying off the judge.
To. a number of acts that, if they occurred in person, would be B felonies, and to encourage it, a C felony is an appropriate level of conduct. Yeah.
So the committee is comfortable with that and everything else. Ms. Smith, did you have anything you wanted to offer or add?
No, sir.
Thank you very much. Let the record show that Ms. Crystal Smith of the Senator French's office was in agreement with the activity. Any further questions? Anything any further inquiries about the amendment? I'll remove my objections to amendment number one. Is there any further objections to number one? Seeing none, the committee adopts the amendment Y-4.
Mr. Chairman.
With that, Representative Berkowitz.
I move that we move SB 140 from committee as amended with attached fiscal note.
Individual recommendations. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. We have to take up concurrent resolution, which would be the 24A version.
Mr. Chairman, I move that.
Representative Harris, sir.
We adopt for consideration House concurrent resolution, whatever it is, it's a number of it.
We have to adopt it first, I guess. Read it here.
The slash A lockup 505 version is a working document.
Any objections to adopting the title change resolution? Seeing none, so ordered. And we are adjourned at 1:22. Thank you very much.